Shootings at two Texas ICE facilities were targeted attacks, says FBI. By Bob Price on August 14, 2019. Officials from the FBI and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE, say that Tuesday's shootings at two federal facilities were each a targeted attack. A shooter fired multiple rounds at two ICE facilities in San Antonio, Texas, early on Tuesday morning. FBI and ICE officials said a shooter directly targeted two separate ICE facilities in northeast San Antonio at about 3 a.m. on Saturday morning. Officials report shots being fired into a 14th-floor ICE office in another building operated by an ICE contractor, the KTSA radio reported. Here's a photo of one of the bullet holes from this morning. At ICE's stands with ICE as they work to enforce our laws and keep Americans safe. pic.twitter.com/ofpco6. ICE's Acting Director Ken Cuccinelli. At ICE's Cuccinelli, August 13, 2019. All the shots that we have found are on the floors where ICE had offices. FBI Special Agent in Charge Christopher Combs told reporters during a Tuesday press conference. He said there is no question that the incidents were each a targeted attack that could have resulted in the assassination of a federal employee. The field office director for San Antonio ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations blamed the attack on political rhetoric and misinformation from various politicians, media outlets, and activist groups. This attack at the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ICE, Enforcement and Removal Operations, ERO, field office in San Antonio is completely without justification. Earl San Antonio Field Office Director Daniel Bible said in a statement provided to Breitbart, Texas. Political rhetoric and misinformation that various politicians, media outlets and activist groups recklessly disseminate to the American people regarding the ICE mission only serve to further encourage these violent acts. ICE officers put their lives on the line each and every day to keep our communities safe. This disturbing public discourse shrouds our critical law enforcement function and unnecessarily puts our officers' safety at risk. The attack follows threats on Monday from a leftist group in Florida against a contractor that provides detention facilities for ICE, Breitbart News reported. An exclusive video shows Never Again Action. Miramar Circle of Protection Friends of Miami-Dade Detainees. Food Not Bombs Fort Lauderdale, Students Working for Equal Rights. And the Black Lives Matter Alliance of Broward County shouting threats against workers at a detention facility operated by GEO Group. GEO Group is the same contractor operating one of the ICE facilities attacked in San Antonio on Tuesday. One day earlier, Houston police officers arrested six leftist protesters outside a juvenile migrant detention facility operated by the Office of Refugee Resettlement. The protesters blocked the entrance to the facility. When that did not get them arrested, they moved to the street and blocked traffic, Breitbart, Texas reported. The San Antonio attacks come less than a month after a man armed with a rifle and incendiary devices attacked an ICE GEO Group detention facility in Tacoma, Washington, Breitbart, Texas reported at the time. Police shot and killed the attacker before he could successfully complete his attempt to ignite a propane tank located next to the building. Leftist groups and supporters called the attacker a hero. He joins a long list of fallen anarchist martyrs who fought for a liberated world. At Rev Abolitionist tweeted. The 69-year-old attacker left behind a manifesto calling on others to ignore laws in order to arm themselves, Breitbart News reported. The shooter claimed to use an unregistered Ghost AR-15 home-built rifle. I strongly encourage comrades and incoming comrades to arm themselves. We are now responsible for defending people from the predatory state, the Tacoma attacker stated. Ignore the laws of arming yourself if you have the luxury, I did. Sick. The 3 a.m. shootings in San Antonio caused zero injuries. However, employees were present in both facilities at the time of the attacks, XAT ABC 12 reported. FBI Special Agent in Charge Combs said he believes the shooter or shooters did some research and targeted the facilities. I don't think there is a question that they knew which floor the ICE office is on, Combs explained. To fire indiscriminately into any building is not an act of a protest but an act of violence. He said all of the rounds fired into the building were found on the floor occupied by ICE. 2 inches in another direction, we could be talking about the murder of a federal official, Combs stated. Police initially detained a person they believed might have been involved, but later released them. These shootings were cowardly, brazen, violent acts. Absolutely without justification and a threat to our entire community, Combs concluded. An attempt to attack federal employees is a federal crime with serious consequences. The FBI will relentlessly pursue every lead in this case to find the individuals who are responsible. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at BobPriceTex and Facebook.